And don't forget to leave us a rating while you're there.
Oh, two stars?
Whatever you want to do, but...
Or 5 stars from my wife, but...
You see how the sausage is made. The magic is gone.
I see. Oh boy.
Okay.
All right. Hello and.
I haven't drank whiskey for a while.
You know it. Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 248.
This is a podcast where two drunken diffusers play retro games for your amusement. I am diffuser number one. My name is Jurek.
And I am diffuser number two. My name is Earl. And this week we are going to, well, possibly be diffusing something. I don't know.
I don't really know.
We're going to be playing
really about
Operation Logic Bomb, the ultimate search and destroy on the Super Nintendo. Should be pretty cool. I've never really played this game. I think I played it for like 2 minutes when it first came on the Switch thing.
Oh, but, okay. I have never played it.
Okay. It's like a top-down shooter. It should be kind of fun. But it has been a while since we've recorded, actually.
It's been a while.
I think it's been 3 weeks since we recorded.
Yeah, I think so.
So we're happy to be back. Revelers, we have now started our every other week thing. I know in the one that came out, like, as we record this, it just came out last week.
Well, I think at that time I said I didn't know when that schedule would start.
Oh, right.
Like, I didn't know when my permanent schedule kind of would be. But now I am on my normal every other weekend schedule. I'm done, you know, training and stuff. I'm working on my own now.
Okay. Cool. Well, so that started. And so, so we're going to only be releasing an episode every other week. However, I'm going to do a thing. We're going to try it and see how it goes. On the off weeks where we won't be recording an episode, on Friday nights, I'm going to be streaming retro games and hope that all you revelers want to come hang out. I'm going to be on Twitch, so it'll be twitch.tv/retrogamingrevelry. Come hang out on Friday nights. It'll be every other Friday. I'm going to try and start it this coming Friday. Right, Drake? We're not recording next week.
Correct.
Okay, great.
I will be working.
Great, because I'm going to try and get this one out actually before next Friday. So it'll be, what is the date of that next Friday? I don't even know.
I don't know.
Friday, April 30th is going to be the first one. So I'm just going to be playing some retro games. I'm going to have my Switch up. And so maybe if you guys have Switches too, you can come, we can play together. I don't know. We'll just hang out and talk retro games and see how it goes. I don't know. Just something to do in the off weeks, I thought, you know, well, we can't record. So
yeah.
And Jurek, yeah. I'm sorry you won't be able to be a part of it. but I don't know. I wanted to do something. So
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Works for me.
So yeah, April 30th, twitch.tv/retrogamingrevelry should be pretty fun. Or it could just be me by myself playing, streaming old games. So,
which is, you know, it's also fun.
That's also fun.
Playing video games.
Exactly. but anyway, back to the show. How is it going this week, Jarek?
I haven't seen you in like a month. I know. It's been a while.
I've
been, you know, busy with school and work and clinicals and trying to juggle everything. But it's going good. The new job is going good.
Excellent.
I enjoy it for the most part. I mean, there's some nights where it's super fucking boring.
Like painfully slow, like nobody.
Yeah, because it's just nothing happening. So I'm just sitting at the computer, like clicking refresh occasionally to see if there's any new orders in. Like, is anybody coming to get a CAT scan? No.
Can you, like, if it's really slow like that, like, can you pull out, like, I would highly suggest getting Slay the Spire on your phone.
No, I'm not doing that.
Okay,
but,
well.
But yeah, so I can sit there and just, like, look at my phone and stuff. Nobody cares.
Okay.
Or bring, like, study material for school or something.
Sure.
But
cool.
Yeah, work is good, school is good, clinicals are good. I am the sixth smartest X-ray student in Minnesota.
What? What does that mean?
So last week on Friday, I left, or I didn't go to clinicals because I entered into a thing called the Knowledge Bowl.
The Knowledge Bowl.
And it was like a competition, a trivia competition, essentially, with like X-ray questions for like pretty much all the programs, I think, throughout Minnesota.
So how many
competing students? There was like 88
holy
students
shit
competing.
And you got sixth place?
So it was divided into two rounds. The first round was 100 questions and the top 30 move on. And after the first round, I was in fourth place.
Oh.
And then for the final round, I took sixth place. And although I'm fairly certain I probably actually would have, I don't know, I maybe not won, but I think I would have been higher than that because me and there was only one other person from St. Kate's competing and she's in clinicals with me. So we were talking and stuff and my teachers agreed too because it was all online.
Oh,
and we played through an app called Cahoots.
Cahoots. Okay.
It's like a trivia kind of thing. So the person running it made these two trivia things, one with 100 questions, one with like 50 questions or something. And like the question, we're all on like a Zoom type thing. It wasn't Zoom. It was another platform, but everyone in it was on, you know, this platform and the questions would appear on the computer screen. And then we have a multiple choices on our phone,
on the phone that you pick the answer.
That we
okay
answer. And then on the screen, it was always showing, you know, it was cool because it was always showing the top five people. So my name was up there like, the whole time.
Yeah, boy.
But
nice.
We found it very suspicious that the top 10 was basically all people from the same school, except for me. And weirdly, and it seems suspicious that all of those students, we saw them on camera and they were all in a room together, like a computer room.
Bunch of
so
cheaters.
We're pretty sure they were shouting out answers to each other. And the school happens to be in St. Cloud, and nobody from St. Cloud is that smart. Like, this is St. Cloud we're talking about.
I mean, shout out to all of our friends in St. Cloud. You know, there are no, well, they are. Everybody's a dummy in St. Cloud, but I'm just kidding.
St. Cloud.
No,
but I don't know. It just seemed weirdly suspicious that the top 10 is all from this same school who all happen to be in the same room together.
Yeah, yeah. That's cheaters.
That sounds like cheating.
I would say you're definitely.
I think I at least took second or third, probably.
No, you took first. We're just going to give it to you, Drake.
Potentially first.
You're literally the king of Minnesota X-rays.
Damn right.
So congratulations. That's super
thank
cool.
You, thank yeah, you. Yeah, I crushed it.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, I was proud of that.
Cool. Cool.
How you doing, man?
I am good. I am good. Let's see. I think since we last recorded, I'm now half-cinated.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. I get my second dose on May 6th. I'm very much looking forward to May 20th. That'll be like 2 weeks after my second dose, and that'll be when I'm fully vaccinated. So pretty exciting.
We could start recording in person again.
Exactly. And we need to because we are running out of games.
I know. We probably won't be able to that first Friday right after you're fully vaccinated. We could because that will be a
recording
a Friday
weekend
where I'm off. But Abby will be away for the weekend. And I'm still not going to get in an Uber.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good call. Okay. Yeah.
I just wouldn't have a ride and a way to get to and from your place.
Yeah, yeah. We'll figure it out. I don't know. And we can ease into it. You know, we'll figure all this out. This like getting back to real life business. But
right.
But yeah, so I'm half-cinated, so that's exciting. Let's see.
Yeah, but you're Moderna. I don't know if I can actually associate with you.
I know you're a Pfizer family, right? Drake's snapping like West Side Story. Like we gotta throw down. I'm a Moderna man. Yep. He's a Pfizer man. So
I am. Me and Abby, this is a Pfizer household.
It's a Pfizer family over there.
We're also a Twizzlers household.
I'm also a Twizzlers.
Maybe
man.
I don't. I actually don't know where Abby comes down on the Twizzlers.
You think she's
Red
a
Vines.
Red Vine person?
No, she's nodding her head. Twizzlers.
Okay. Like, don't get me wrong. I love Red Vines, but
I mean,
like,
I'll
if
eat
I had
some Red Vines
to choose, I would choose.
Oh, yeah. If there's a package of Red Vines and a package of Twizzlers right next to each other, like I'm grabbing the Twizzlers and
every time, yeah,
walking away.
Twizzlers is like my, during tech rehearsals, that's like my tech candy. I always have a pack of Twizzlers there, you know, for everybody. Like, not I'm not just hoarding my Twizzlers, but
my mom hoarded Twizzlers growing up. She always had a package of Twizzlers in the cupboard, and they were her Twizzlers.
Ah, I see. Nice, nice. But yeah, that's, you know, I don't think too much else exciting has happened. I mean, maybe it has, and I just can't think of it. Got to take so Kat and I, my partner these days, we went to the Minneapolis Institute of Arts a week ago. You have to get tickets. You have to like it's free, but you have to you have to book your time, and you only get 2 hours there. And I don't know, it was pretty cool actually. They were doing, you know, there was not very many people in there. So like, and it's huge, you know, so like I felt safe in there. And like, I don't know, it was cool to be like out and doing something, you know, so that was neat. And you know, it's fun to see all the art and all the, it's like, I like all the historical stuff, you know, it's like all the really old stuff. And I really love the, like the Asian wing, like old Japanese and Chinese things. And yeah, I don't know. It's cool. Anyway, so that's what I've been up to. But, Jurek, tell the Revelers and I, have you played any video games since we last met?
I have, but it's a video game I've talked about on this podcast many, many, many times.
What have you played?
Ori and the Blind Forest. Ah. I played through again. I just finished it, like, yesterday.
Okay.
I was just playing, like, I'm just like, I don't know what I want to play. Okay, I'll just play through this. And I instead, this time, was like, all right, I'm not going to take any, I'm just going to see kind of how fast I can beat it without taking detours to collect
all the
things.
Yeah.
So like just go through the game as linearly as possible.
And what did it
it was about 4 hours.
Okay, cool.
No, I still want to, there's an achievement on Xbox for beating it in under 3 hours.
Ooh, that seems tough.
I know. Like, you have to do some, I feel like you have to do some shenanigans.
Yeah.
Cause like you can beat, I mean, the speed run, you know, I've watched like a speed run of it, and it's like 30 minutes.
Oh, really? They just fly.
Just fly through it.
Is that like, but, are they using glitches and shit, or
no? It's all, well, I mean,
they're manipulating it a little bit.
They skip a whole big portion of the game by, skip like a whole big dungeon just by. I mean, it's not like a glitch. It's just using the skills of Ori to surpass an area that you're not supposed to be able to pass until you do a bunch of other stuff.
Okay. Cool. Ori and the Blind Forest.
So it's just Ori and the Blind Forest.
Cool.
I think that's it.
Okay.
So, but I've talked about that game many times, so nobody needs to hear more about it.
Right.
It's an awesome game.
It is an awesome game.
Go play it.
I'm still like halfway through the second one.
I started playing the second one, but earlier today I did encounter a weird glitch in the second one. I got like stuck in like the floor, like the ground, and I couldn't get back out of it. And then I could run around and like I was in like the wall, and then I was up in like the ceiling and stuff, but I couldn't get into
the actual.
I couldn't
level?
Get out into the actual area where you're supposed to be.
You clipped right through the wall. Nice. Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, the second one, I don't know. It hasn't grabbed me like that first one did. I don't know. But I also didn't really.
Second one's good. I don't think you got far enough.
Yeah, I didn't really give it that much time. I'm too obsessed with Smash and Animal Crossing. But
yeah.
Which is what I've been playing. But also, so I when I play Smash, I just put on Spotify, and sometimes I just put on random shit, you know, and
mm-hmm.
and I was a song popped on called Still Alive from Portal, and it's Jonathan Colton is who wrote that song, and a different woman performs it, but so that popped on, and I was like, I should play Portal. That sounds fun. And it turns out Portal is only on the Xbox.
Far as console, it's on PlayStation. It should be. Nope. You should be able to play it on PlayStation 4.
Nope, can't. I couldn't find it.
Oh, maybe you can play it. Maybe it's on PS Now.
Oh, okay. Well,
it was never on. I guess it was never on PS4. It's a PS3 game.
Oh,
it's on PlayStation 3, but PlayStation 4 isn't backwards compatible.
Whereas
Xbox One is. Okay. Partly. So like I played it not too long ago, Portal 1 and 2, but I played it on my Xbox One, even though it's a 360 game.
Ah, okay. Well, I had to bust out the old 360.
Okay.
And I actually bought it. Like I didn't have it. So I bought it. I bought that and Portal 2. Like I didn't, I guess the Xbox 360 store is still open. You know, I just bought it online, you know, but that first Portal game is so good, but like it's so short. Like
it's really short.
I forgot how short it is. Like it's just like over all of a sudden. Yep. Yeah. But
especially if you know what you're doing.
Yeah. And like, you know, it's been a while since I played it, but I was like, you know, it all comes back to you pretty quick. Like, oh yeah, this is the part where I have to like, you know, fall and do the portal in the ground and then go up and then do another one. And you know,
Nothing. It's overly complicated.
Yeah. I did buy Portal 2 though. I haven't started that one yet, but I'm that one. I think I've only actually played through one time. So I'm kind of looking forward to doing that one again, but
yeah, Portal 2 is sweet.
Yeah. And it's just so funny. It's just so funny. I love it. Anyway,
can you still play like Xbox stuff like that online? I suppose you don't even pay for.
I don't have Xbox Gold anymore.
Because the multiplayer, the co-op in Portal 2 was actually awesome.
Oh,
I played through it with. I don't remember if it was Johnny P or Maddie that I played through it with.
Oh, cool.
No, it wouldn't have been Maddie because I played it on Xbox, not PlayStation. I think it must have been Johnny P. I played through.
Well, yeah. I don't know. Maybe we should do that. I don't know. I'm ready to play Portal 2.
It's super fun.
I guess I would have to get Xbox Live again or something, but I could buy a month of it. I played Portal. I also I streamed one time
I think I was already asleep by the time you did because I woke up and I had a notification that Duke Acorns was streaming.
Yeah. I just played through. I played like the first hour of Earthbound. I don't know. I think I'll keep doing that on my Duke Acorns channel. you know, whenever the fancy strikes. I don't know. For some reason, I was like, you know what? I feel like streaming, and it was like 9:30 at night or something. And
I was already in bed or just gone to bed.
Yeah.
That's about my bedtime these days.
Nobody showed up. I just was playing Earthbound by myself, but that's okay. it was fun. It's fun to stream. And like, I still talk like somebody's there just in case, you know, like
in case someone pops in, then you don't notice.
Yeah. I don't know, but yeah, so playing Earthbound, but that's really all, you know, and playing Smash, of course. I'm been getting really into Sephiroth these days. So
Sephiroth.
So that's fun. Anyway, this week, Jurek, we are going to be playing Operation Logic Bomb on the Super Nintendo. What do you think? Should we get to our three questions?
Sure.
Let's do it. For those that don't know, what we do is Jurek does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he's stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Jurek?
Probably not. None of your questions pertain to my research.
That is correct. So here's what we're doing this week. There's barely any information out there on this game. So I just got the word logic really stuck out to me in the title of
really
this game.
Focused on that
logic. I really focused on that logic word. So we're just going to do some logic puzzles here. Just some quick riddles. We're just going to go through them. I don't know, just for fun. So here we go. Are you ready?
Riddle me this. Riddle me that.
Riddle me this, Jurek.
Who's afraid of the big black bat?
Everybody. You should be afraid of the big black bat. Here we go. Okay, logic. Operation Logic Bomb. Logic puzzles. Question number one. It occurs once in a minute, twice in a moment, but never in an hour. What is it?
Once in a minute.
It occurs once in a minute. Twice in a moment, but never in an hour. Also, just like pay attention to what I say.
But never in an hour.
Yep.
See, things like this, it takes
I know,
time
you,
to,
I know,
to
you,
suss out.
It does.
But I don't want to sit here in silence while I
While you
it
suss
over.
It out. I know. Once I should have got some
minute,
Jeopardy music or something.
Twice in a moment. You can edit that in later.
I'm a scat man.
Oh shit! I thought it was gonna play the whole thing. There we go. That's good thinking music. Once in a minute, it occurs once in a minute, twice in a moment, but never in an hour.
Oh, wait. the letter M.
Oh my God. Correct, Jerick. Correct. Okay, here we go. Question number two.
I was like, there's no definition really of time for like a moment, so it's got to be something else.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, question number two. What is the one thing that all wise men, regardless of their religion or politics, agree is between heaven and earth? What is it? What is the one thing that all wise men agree is between heaven and earth?
The word and.
That is correct, Drake. Nice. Okay, you are 2 for 2 here, Drake. Good job, buddy. Okay, here we go. Question number three. If you have a cube and each edge is 2 inches long, how many total square inches are there among all 8 sides?
Wait, how many what?
If you have a cube and each edge is 2 inches long, how many total square inches are there among all 8 sides?
Eight. Wait, how many square inches are there?
The answer is it's really hard to say because cubes only have 6 sides.
Oh, okay. That's all of a sudden what I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, how many sides are on a cube? That one got me too. That's why I put that one there. I was like, oh, okay, that I get it. Ha. I also did all the math for 8 sides, which is completely wrong. Okay. Anyway, 2 for 3 this week, Jerick. 2 for 3, not too shabby.
Hey, I'll take it.
Yep. Would you like to tell... Wait. There we go. Would you like to tell the revelers and I a little bit about Operation Logic Bomb on the Super Nintendo?
I do indeed. Operation Logic Bomb, the ultimate search and destroy, was released in 1993 for the Super Nintendo. Developed and published by Jaleco. Right? That's how we're saying it?
Jaleco. I've always said it Jaleco. It might be Jaleco. I really don't know. I've always said Jaleco.
We have this debate every time we play a Jaleco.
We
game,
do.
Which
we
I
do.
Feel like has been a lot lately, and they must have put a lot of them on here.
I mean, they must have, Nintendo must have got a deal with Jaleco to put all their games on here, you know?
I don't think they even exist anymore.
Well, I mean, they probably exist in some... Somebody owns the rights to those games, you know?
I guess. Like, somebody must.
Yeah.
The game's designers are Yasuo Igakura and Yutaka Sakashida.
Okay, do we know what they've done?
We do not.
We do not. Okay.
The game's composer was Yasuyuki Suzuki.
Yasuyuki Suzuki.
Yasuyuki Suzuki.
That's a sweet name. Okay.
That is a pretty sweet name. We don't know what they've done either.
Okay, well, should we listen to some of their jams right now?
We should.
Let's do it. And we're back. Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I don't know. It's pretty generic. It all kind of sounds the same.
It's generic, and I feel like every song was exactly the same.
Yeah.
It's very dramatic, fast-paced beats and some bass and just...
Yeah, so it's fine. I don't know. I mean, I think this is... The reviews I read said, you know, this game is fine. that was basically what they all said.
Kind of what it seems like.
Yeah. So I guess we'll get there.
Yeah.
What else do we got about this game? Anything?
I mean, so it's a overhead kind of isometric, like action shooter, playing as Agent Logan, or in the Japanese version, I think he was known as Hiro, H-I-R-O.
He was.
It seemed like that stood for something, but I couldn't tell.
Yeah, I don't know. Did you read the Wikipedia? I think that's,
yeah.
I read the same thing, and it sounded like once he gets his powers, he becomes Hiro, but it's H-I-R-O.
Well, because
yeah.
he's like a enhanced, like cybernetic kind of super soldier sort of thing.
Did you write down the theory that was on that Wikipedia page of the story? It was, I wish we could find it. If you didn't write it down, I thought it was so fucking funny.
The theory?
It's part of the story. Yeah. Like, oh, here it is. Okay, so it says, a group of people have joint ambitions to establish an unprecedented scientific theory. They called it the crystalline substance transfer theory in dimensional physics. I don't know. I thought that was just bonkers. Like, what the fuck is that? It's nothing.
Yep. Oh, yeah. The crystalline substance transfer theory.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought that was going to be like my one and only question is what is the theory they're, I don't know, oh, trying
I would
to
not
prove.
Have gotten
or,
that.
I know. I, yeah. Anyway.
It's, yeah, it's all crazy and weird.
Actually, there was one other question I thought I could do, but I couldn't figure out how to word it. I'm just going to give it to you right now. Like, what is unique about this game for Super Nintendo and the Game Boy?
The fact that like this, so this game is it's like the second sequel to a Game Boy game called Fortified Zone.
That's correct. And that's like,
but the sequel to Fortified Zone was a Japan only game that had like the same name as this
right.
Game.
And they made it so confusing, but they're completely different games.
Like this is not a port of the Game Boy game. It's a completely different game. They just have the exact same name. It's like Ikari no Yosai, which means the Fortress of Fury.
But what I was saying is basically what's unique is that there's not many games that originated on the Game Boy
got
a sequel on the Super Nintendo, you know?
Yeah.
Like I couldn't actually even think of any others. And I tried to
feel
search,
like there is
but
something else.
I'm sure there is too, but I don't know. I couldn't think of what they are. So anyway, that could have been a question, but then I was like, fuck it. We're doing logic questions. Anyway.
I mean, technically was Tetris first on Game Boy?
Well, I mean,
or was it? I mean, it was on NES too, but
Tetris. I think Tetris was first on PC. You know, like
was it?
I think I don't know. Like, I guess I could be wrong, but yeah, I think it was like on DOS or something. You know, like it was just a simple game that this guy made. But yeah, I guess I don't know. We could do a little digging, but
yeah. But anyways, yeah, you're trying to you're playing as this Agent Logan, an enhanced cybernetic kind of super soldier trying to liberate a futuristic lab from these monsters and robots that came through like a dimensional rift in space-time.
Yeah, it's like just bonkers. It makes no sense.
It's just this bonkers thing, and like certain parts of it are kind of like virtual reality representations of the world or something.
Oh, really? I guess I didn't even
apparently
read that.
That's something that it said, but I didn't fully understand what it was. It was all over the place, the Wikipedia like description of the plot and everything.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're trying to tell me.
Well, should we? Whoops. There we go. Should we play this game?
What just happened? Yeah.
I didn't have the soundboard pulled up. So it
just
went
pushing buttons for no reason.
Yep, it just went bonk. Anyway, let's play this game. I guess we should probably take a shot first though.
That's something we like to do.
That is something we like to do. And revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Indeed.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Ooh, it's been a few weeks since I've been doing shots, and honestly, these are actually going down real easy for me, but it looks like you're kind of struggling over there. I don't know.
I mean, they're not going down too bad.
Okay.
Goes right down.
All right. Well, let's Operation Logic Bomb here. Let's Operation fucking do this.
Logic Bomb.
Oh my God, this looks amazing.
Oh yeah, well, let's watch this because
opening.
I saw something about this when I was trying to find information. It looks crazy.
It does look crazy. It actually looks really cool. Like, if I was playing this as a kid, like in 1995,
I would have been like,
"Look, I'm a fucking sweet hacker. This is awesome."
It's like they're building his body or like implanting him or making him a super soldier and stuff.
Actually, this is really cool. This is like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of games don't have this. Although I did read a review that was like, I didn't have the manual for this game and the story makes no sense. Like just playing the game, you really have no idea. Oh, he's like, he looks like a real boy.
You're a real boy, Agent Logan.
Agent Logan. Operation Logic Bomb. All right, I'm going to just go for it. I think it's just a one-player game.
It is a one-player game.
All right, here we go. Oh, my God. This is amazing. Do I have ammo? No.
No, I think I read that even... What I read said you start with... There you go.
Oh.
You can switch... You have like a spread shot too.
Holy shit.
You start with two different weapons.
Why would you ever not use the
spread shot? And
then
you collect other ones. Well, eventually you get a gun. I know that it's like a machine gun, but the bullets bounce off the walls, like ricochet. So you can kind of put yourself protected behind something and then still shoot the enemies by like ricocheting the shots off the walls at the proper angle.
Okay. What are these purple flashing
things? Purple
things
are nothing.
I thought they were like a thing.
Eventually,
I had to
kill. That's where monsters and enemies come from. I think.
Okay, so I can tell you what the problem is with this game right now. I killed
it's
something.
It's not twin sticks.
Well, it's not twin sticks, and so like, it's easy to. Oh, all the lights turned on because I killed this monster.
Oh yeah, good job.
Okay.
I think that maybe opened the door.
Oh, okay. Oh my God, robots.
Made robots spawn.
What the fuck? I can't. Okay, that was nuts.
Okay.
So here's the problem. You can stop and shoot up, down, left, or right, but if you want to shoot diagonal, you have to hold it. You just have to tap it, but basically you really have to get it exactly right. Otherwise you... Oh my God, it's impossible. Like, otherwise you move towards them while you hold diagonal. Which is very detrimental. I guess if I move diagonal and then stop. So, okay. I figured it out. It just takes a little doing, I guess.
I watched a little bit of gameplay and it did seem like this is going to be complicated without.
Oh my God.
Without like twin sticks.
Ah! Oh my God.
So one thing I did read that you can use to your advantage, kind of, especially with the spread shot, is enemies can only shoot at like 90 degrees or like 45 degree angles.
Oh, so you, well.
So if you're just slightly off from like straight on, they basically can't hit you.
Oh my God. These guys are nuts. Holy shit. Okay. They're not too hard.
Like something like that where you're slightly off.
Right, just be a little bit off kilter.
He can't hit you.
Okay. I'm really low on life, but... He hit me. Okay, got him. Oh, another one. Bring it on. Bring it on. Oh, my God. They're everywhere. This game would really benefit being a two-player game.
Oh, yeah.
Like...
Yeah, well, that's...
I can tell you that right now.
It would definitely benefit from...
A twin stick.
That's twin stick for sure.
With twin sticks, I feel like it would be too easy, though. I don't know. Okay. I mean, so far so good. Like, I'm almost dead. Which.
Yeah, but you're figuring it out, man.
Yeah, I wish I didn't take. Like, I really
took
a lot
of damage
right
away
on those first guys.
The very first enemies.
Yeah.
Really, really hurt you.
They did. Because I didn't really know. Oh, okay. I guess I got to.
I think there was one more guy back here.
Oh, there was. He walked up here, and I was hoping to skip him, but I guess that.
No, apparently you have to kill enemies to open doors.
I see.
It would appear. Oh, my God.
Oh, and he got me. I wasn't expecting those guys to be there. Okay. Oh, continue. What the fuck? I guess we shouldn't have wasted a continue because we start at the beginning here. I'm going to give it to you here. Let's see. How do I do this? Swap. Okay, it should be you. What is no data? I don't know what that meant. Okay.
Yeah. So.
So yeah, B is shoot. A switches your weapon. There's a slot for Y, but I didn't get any items to put in there. Like next to your down on the bottom, like you can see, like it says like press Y to do something. But oh, okay. Well, this is I see. So it's already okay. Well, that's
so it's
nice.
All cleared.
It's all cleared already because I already did it.
You've cleared it all out up to a certain point.
Okay, so that's good. Like, but be careful; those guys are right down here. Oh my god! Yeah, it is. Oh my god! Like the diagonal shooting is what's the worst. Like, tell me if you agree. I don't know. Maybe you don't. But
yeah,
yeah. Yes. Like, it's just like you just run into them. Otherwise, oh my god!
Maybe it's slightly better with a. Because I'm using my Pro controller.
Oh, and I'm actually using the Super Nintendo controller. So, okay.
So, actually, shooting diagonal's not too tough this way. But, yes, it is still, like, you know, I'm moving while shooting. Which
right.
It's tricky, but maybe with a joystick, it's a little easier.
Yeah. Oh, you're doing it. You did it, Drake. Oh, my God. You're as far as we've ever been.
These guys just keep on coming, though, man.
They do. I think they spawn in those purple areas. Like glowy, there's like these glowy purple areas. I mean, so far so good though. I would say like this game compares to like Smash TV maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
Or like Contra sort of. Maybe not quite Contra. It's not 2D side scroller, but
right. But Contra has, I mean,
it has a spread shot.
Different. Well, yeah. It's got different viewpoints too.
You seem to be doing far superior. You're like just really rocking it here. Oh, there's the sweet spot, Jurek. You found it. Like you cannot be hit right here. Oh my gosh.
Same with like here. They shoot right past me.
Oh, but you can't hit them.
I can't hit him there.
Okay. There
I just had to get a little closer. The spread was too much.
It's too much spread.
Too wide of a spread.
How do you get other weapons? Like there's apparently a lot of weapons and what I read is you need to use all of them in order to really beat the game. Like you have to. So
that's what I kind of read as well.
Dead end. Okay.
All right. Don't worry.
You are doing far superior to me.
It's fairly linear the way to go. Oh, something's happening.
Oh yeah. I read that these are the bosses. They're like these crab people talk like crabs, walk like people. Oh no,
taste like crabs, talk like people.
Walk is not even in it. Yeah, taste like crab, talk like people.
Oh, I killed him.
Oh my god, that was nice, Drake. Are you?
What's this thing?
I don't know. It's like a robotic husk. Oh, you got him. Oh, you did it. Look at us.
I did something. Oh, I think this is a cutscene thing.
Intruder. Visual. Dimensional errors. Analysis. D3 to MD. What does that mean? Or MO?
I don't know. These, from what I read, it's like these crab things don't like people getting near these things. I don't know if these are the logic bombs.
Oh, maybe they're the logic bombs. Okay.
I know you have to destroy these things when you see them, and so, usually there's a crab around like protecting them.
I was before we started recording, I was unfamiliar with the hacking term logic bomb. But Jurek dropped some knowledge on me. Jurek, do you want to drop the knowledge on the revelers of what a logic bomb is?
I mean, I don't fully understand it.
Well, but you explained it pretty well to me.
Yeah, so it's something that, you know, like a person writing the code of something leaves essentially a trap behind. So that if something happens, or like a trap that it gets triggered when a certain something, maybe I can't kill these.
I think you can't kill them.
I just have to time it to like go through here without getting shot
or
something.
So fast. Oh, well, you got shot.
I got hit.
Man, you went the wrong way.
And it's a dead end.
Oh my God. What a trap. I got
it's
you,
a
bitch.
Trap.
It's a trap. Oh, wait. Shoot that thing.
I have to shoot this.
Cool. Oh, you got him. Nice.
Go.
So you did go the right way. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So a logic bomb. It's just something they leave behind.
So, like, the way you
hidden in the code So what Wikipedia's example was like, you know, I'm a coder for a major company, and I put something in so that if I'm ever fired and all of a sudden my name leaves, you know, the registry of employees or something, it triggers this thing to take down their whole system.
Okay.
And
see,
undoes everything I did for them.
Right. Right. That's why you don't fuck with coders. Yeah. You know, what? What's happening?
I don't know.
You did a machine converting. Oh, it looks like another
alert.
Oh my God. It's another boss. Wow. That level was short. You seem to be rocking this. Conrec 1, file number 2B74.
I think this is another like video.
Yeah, it's like a cutscene thing. Oh, you know what? You're looking on a monitor, and that's how you get the story is through those monitors. That's what I read, at least. So, like, as you go along, those little cutscenes will happen from time to time when you go talk to a machine like that,
right?
Or you know, whatever you did, interact with a machine. I guess not talk to the machine, but.
I can talk to machines if I want to.
Wait, this is where you've already been.
Wait, I've been here.
Yeah, this
is... Right, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you went back to
the... I went the wrong way then. There was two ways to go at one point up here.
Oh, there was. Okay, I missed that.
I chose...
Oh, you chose...
Poorly.
Poorly. Fucking Last Crusade style.
Need to go this way and up here.
Oh, and this is probably going to be another cutscene here. Oh my God, we're getting so much story. Oh, look at these guys.
Oh, fucking scientists.
Scientists.
Man.
Holy shit.
Always up to no good. These scientists.
They transported in and out.
They did.
Are
they going to open a dimensional rift?
Looks like it. Alert, alert, alert. Holy shit. Oh my God. Alternate power. Oh, do you have to do this or? Oh,
no.
No. Okay.
I don't think so.
It's so confusing. Like, this makes whatever
see,
we're looking.
Some weird.
Oh, and here the robots come.
Things came in,
and they run,
killing the scientists.
Oh, but what about that other guy back there? He didn't.
I don't
run
know.
Away.
He just
stood there,
chilled. Oh, okay. There we go. Okay. I'm taking the teleporter.
Oh, you took the teleporter. Nice. Okay. Oh my God. Oh, you got it. Oh, I thought they were only going to face one way, but they didn't. All right. Yeah, you know how to get these guys. Although you're kind of low on life. We're kind of flying through fucking Operation Logic Bomb here.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my
God. There's the enemies are quick. Like, and it's hard to get into position to shoot them. I don't know. Like, I feel like my Enter the Gungeon skills would really come in handy in this game, but it's not a twin stick, so it doesn't really transfer over.
All right, you...
Okay.
Take control then. Nope.
Do I have to do that?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. I did it. I think. Yep.
Duke 8, yes. Duke 8 Corns has control.
Okay, here we go. Oh my God. All right. Oh, I thought I could get him. There we go.
You can get one of them at least.
I'm just going to do these one at a time.
Slowly move over.
Suckers.
All right.
This is how I'm doing it, man. We got to play safe, you know? Like, I feel that is the reason that we never get anywhere in games is because we just go.
Because we don't got time to play it safe, man.
I know, but like in a game like this, like that's what we have to do. We have
Ain't
to play
nobody got
safe.
Time for that.
I'm going to get these guys before they can fucking. Oh, got them. Yeah, bitches.
Nice.
Oh, my God. Come on. Come on.
I know. They never pop out from behind the wall like you wanted to.
Okay. Here we go. Oh, my God.
Now you're cruising, man.
Now I'm cruising.
You got this shit on lockdown.
I'm the LD, y'all. Oh, my God. Oh, I guess that is not the right way. I should have said that. The LD. Oh, my God. Okay.
The lowdown?
The
lockdown?
The lowdown, but the LD, isn't that?
What the fuck are these things?
I don't know. They're little bombs. Oh, my God.
They're little bombs.
They really fuck you up, too.
Yeah. They took away quite a bit of health from me there.
These guys think they can fucking get me. Not today.
Nope, they did.
Oh, my God. It is. You just got to find the right angle.
You got to find the right angle for everything.
Yeah.
It really helps with this spread shot.
Yeah. The spread. Like, why would you ever use this regular shot? Oh, it's way faster.
It shoots really fast.
It is. It's way faster.
But you have to be then kind of, you know, directly in front of people.
Yeah. And the spread shot, you can.
Spreadshot, you can use the angles to your advantage.
Yeah.
Which is definitely super helpful.
And that's exactly what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
And these guys don't stand a chance.
They still die fairly quickly.
They do. Oh, don't stand in front of them. That's key. That's key.
You're just off.
Oh, my God. Okay. That one's
dead.
All these
fucking robots.
Well, these robots, you know, I don't know. I got nothing. What's over here? I feel like there's like multiple. Wait, did I come from this way? I thought I came from down here. Huh.
I don't know. It's kind of everything looks the same.
What is this? This is a gold robot. Holy shit. Oh, these guys are fast as fuck.
They are fast.
What?
You fought these guys. This is what almost killed you right from the beginning.
Those gold ones?
And yeah.
No, I thought they were red. I thought they were red. Well, I just got fucked by those guys. Yeah. Like, holy shit.
Might as well continue.
Yeah. All right, here. I'm going to give it back to you.
All right, here. I have a quick discussion question. I found an Ask Reddit.
Excellent. I'm ready.
All right. You can only eat one food for the next week. What do you choose?
For the next week. Just a week. Only one food, though. What do I choose? That's a good question. Okay. But it can be any food.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I choose... You know what I choose? There is a Chinese restaurant near where I work called Szechuan Spice. And it is the best Chinese restaurant I've ever had in my life. And they have this dish called beef and green beans. And it is the best thing I love it so much. Like, I don't know. They cook it in this like oil and then I get hot chili oil with it and I put that on there and like, I don't know. It's so good. And I'm going to have fucking beef and green beans from Szechuan Spice every day for a week or every meal for a week. Cause it's so fucking good. All right. It's so good.
Yeah, I guess there's also then the question of, so like everybody in the Ask Reddit was, I mean, doing what I immediately thought of, which is being a little more vague with like saying, you know, what are you going to eat for the next week?
Noodles.
I'm going to eat pizza.
Ah.
Because I can have a bunch of different types of pizza.
Okay. That makes
sense. Or like
somebody
said soup, because you can have so many different types of soup.
Right. Okay. So, okay. But what if you had to pick one food, like one kind of soup or one noodle dish, you know, one pasta, you know, like, I don't know. I would choose this beef and green beans from Szechuan Spice. It's so fucking good. Otherwise, my mother makes a mean pork chop. Shout out to my mom.
Pork chops.
Yep. I do love pork chops. Let's just expand on this for a second. This doesn't have much to do with the question, but if you could only have one meat for the rest of your life, what would it be? What kind?
Ooh, one meat for the rest of my life.
I mean, like, I'm talking
for the rest of my life?
Yeah. For the rest of your life. I would choose pork, hands down. Like
pork,
like,
really?
Yeah, like pork. So, like, it could be any kind of pork, but pork.
Right.
You know? Or, you know, beef or chicken or, like, what meat would you, what would you choose?
Yeah, probably chicken.
Chicken for you?
I love pork and, I mean, they're all...
How do you get through this little...
They're all very... I don't know. I feel like I need to blow up this thing. Mm-hmm. But I can't... You can't go through here.
I feel like you need an item to send in there.
I think
something.
I need... I feel like I saw this part in a brief video that I was just like skimming through of how to play or what the game is, because I was like, have we played this game? I was thinking of Mighty Bomb Jack, though. I was just like, we played something with the word bomb in it.
We did, but it was not Operation Logic.
Yeah.
Bomb.
So I was looking at a video, and I skimmed through, and I swear at that point he had the gun that like bounces off the walls to ricochet and shoot that thing.
Oh, well, try the other gun.
Wait.
I mean, did you try the other gun?
I have. It doesn't ricochet.
Wait a minute. Is this... We've already...
I don't know
been
where
here.
I am now. I think have we?
Yeah, you already went here. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What's
I don't
this
think
thing?
I have.
You got something cool.
I don't know.
Oh my god, it's another cutscene? Is it a cutscene or are you controlling this?
I'm not. Oh, I got the ricochet gun. I'm not doing this though, but it's showing me, I think, that this gun.
You got the ricochet gun. Cool. Oh, there's bombs coming at you. Sorry, I panicked for you, Drake. You were taking a sip of your beer. Oh my god. How do you get them?
Like, carefully.
The enemies are quicker than you, so it's really hard to like run away and get in position to shoot them without getting hit. Like, oh my god, don't stand there.
I know.
I think you need to. Oh yeah, okay. You could. Oh my god, you should just go back to the spread shot for a minute.
At least for these guys. Yeah, for these guys. Because it's way better.
Yeah, like if you can hit them without getting hit, that's key.
Right.
So wait, what one food would you have for a week?
One food.
I'm still saying beef and green beans. It's so fucking good. If any of you revelers are ever in Minneapolis, look up Szechuan Spice. It's in Uptown and it is so fucking good. Ugh. It's like Chinese food, but it's not. You know how a lot of Chinese food is all the same?
Yeah.
Like it's just much. No matter where you get it from, it's like they just like, you know, got it all from the same place or whatever. This is like homemade Chinese food, if that makes sense. Like it's far superior. I don't know. It's very good. Also, it's right next to where I work, so I get it way too often. But oh, you got a life refill. Nice.
Oh, nice.
You just got all the way full. Holy shit. I think once you die, Drake, we should be done. But yeah. But I think we can let you go here. Oh my god. Woo. Oh yeah, get it. Yes.
This should stop all these guys. Yep.
And did it open that door you needed open?
Open the door here.
Oh my god, what is this?
Oh my god. I don't know.
Can you bounce? Like you switch guns, you know?
Yeah, but I because then like, you can just stop and like shoot at these things. I'm gonna shoot this thing. Maybe okay.
Oh, so, it did. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Now there's bomb guys.
Not helpful.
Can you kill those things?
Yeah,
I feel like they don't. I feel like they. Oh yeah. Okay.
No, yeah. They just they take quite a few. Shots,
I thought like they didn't explode until they got near you, which they do, I think. But
yeah, because like they also explode if they get too close to you. Yes. Right. And right. Then they blow you up, but.
Yeah, this game is odd. It's like the enemies move way faster than you do, which is
it's hard based on the fact that it's hard to aim and, you know, stop and shoot these guys.
Yeah.
Without
getting hit a billion times.
Getting hit or putting yourself in a poor
spot.
Still
like
shooting me.
Yeah, like you just got wrecked by that guy. Not wrecked. You got hit once.
Yeah. But, I was like, I don't know if that counts as getting wrecked, but.
Oh, my God. Holy shit. See, look at how fast they are. And they just, like, come fucking right at you. Boom. Although your gun does push them back a little bit. So that's kind of cool. Like, I would say this game, I don't know. I guess we'll get there in a minute here once we do final shots for final thoughts.
Right.
But, I don't know. Like, this game is totally fine. It's nothing special, but it's also nothing terrible, you know?
Right.
I don't
know. It's nothing. Yeah. I don't really know how to. Okay. So then now.
The levels don't seem to be super huge. Like, we haven't.
I honestly don't know if we've actually beaten a level. There's no really.
Yeah, we have. We beat those
defining,
two bosses.
Yeah, but I don't know that
you
they
did,
were.
You did, I guess. I don't know.
For sure, like defining.
Well, see, this is two now.
Level.
So you've
this
gone.
Two now,
you've gone
but
backwards.
I feel like I know. Have we been here?
It seems like it because there's no enemies, and everything's open. Yeah, you've been.
But
here.
I think this was also where. Yeah, this is where I was trying to be, and I needed the ricochet shot right.
Oh,
here.
Oh, right here. Yeah, you did. Oh my god, what? How do you ricochet it? Oh well.
No.
Close.
There we go.
You hit it once. You hit it once.
There we go.
You did it. Nice. Okay. Oh, and this has got to be a boss for sure. This is a crab man. Crab people. It's not a people, though. It's a crab robot.
It's definitely a crab robot.
So is this the strategy? Just get right next to him and fucking.
Yeah, it seems like.
Because he can't shoot you.
Because he can't hit me here.
That's hilarious. Like, his shots go right around you if you stand.
They go right around me. All right, I killed him.
Oh, my God. Drake, you are the best Operation Logic Bomb player I've ever seen. Holy shit. What's happening now, though?
Oh, my God.
These gold guys are insane. Good luck. Good fucking luck, buddy, is all I'm saying. You got to diagonal it. Otherwise, you're toast. Oh, man. You've had it so easy with these guys. Okay. I feel like I need to delve into some Operation Logic Bomb. Maybe we'll play it next week when we stream, you know? Like, we can play it with some Rebelers. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see how that goes. I think that could be fun, though. Like, if the Revelers wanted to hang out every other week, like, and we can just talk old games and play some old games together and, I don't know, make it a little more interactive than our podcast is, you know?
So get on there, Revelers. I won't be there.
I know. Drake won't be there, but
I'll be working.
Yeah. It's highly likely our producer Nathan will be there. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see, I guess. What do we got here? Oh, we're watching another cutscene.
Yeah.
Okay. I think
we can probably be done because
I think it's probably about that time.
Just going the same.
Yeah.
I still don't know. Okay, hang on. What one food?
What one food? Yeah, you gotta pick some. I'm picking beef and green beans from Szechuan Spice, or
it has to be a specific thing.
Or my mother's pork chops.
Or your mother's pork chops.
Shout out to C Early. Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty. Like, it's just a week. I can eat anything.
Yeah, I know. That's the, like, a week doesn't seem that much. Like, what if it was for a year?
For a year.
Yeah, like.
That makes it more difficult.
Or even a month. Even a month, you know? Like, that's way more than just a week. Like, I don't
know.
Like, if it was a month, I don't know. Yeah, I think I'm still going to say the answers that I said, but then, I mean, that's also assuming you have access to that food. Like, I only get my mother's pork chops, you know, I haven't had them in over a year because I haven't been able to go over to have dinner with them, you know?
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Game over.
Game over. Okay. But pick a food here, Drake. What would it be? One thing. What's a thing you like to get out, you know, or like order in or whatever, you know? Like,
yeah. I mean,
I also like really thin noodle lo mein.
Yeah.
I really love Chinese food.
What's it called? It's like a peanut curry thing from Road Osha in Uptown.
Ah, nice Thai. Love it.
Yeah,
love it.
Thai food. It's delicious. Abby's just shoveling it into her mouth right now. Because we both, when we go there, we both get the same thing. Except for I get mine with chicken and she gets hers with like vegetables or maybe tofu.
Okay.
But it's like a peanut butter kind of curry. It's delicious.
Peanut
Probably
butter
that.
Curry. Interesting. Okay.
Well, I mean, peanut
peanuts,
curry,
I mean,
but
well,
it's
yeah.
clearly got, it tastes very peanut buttery.
Buttery. Okay.
It's
cool.
Delicious.
Cool.
And I could eat it all day, every day.
Well, and you have to for a month. So.
All right. I can eat that all every day for a month.
Or what about a year? Could you do it for a year?
Probably. And then
I mean,
I'll,
if you had to.
It'll ruin. Well, then at this, then you got to start considering, like, do I want to ruin one of my favorite foods?
Oh, that's correct. That's who. Because
after you eat it for a year straight, are you really going to want to eat it again?
I mean, not for a while, probably. But, you know, like, I don't know. I get that the beef and green beans thing, they're right next to work. Like, I have to, like,
so you get it.
I have to.
Multiple times a week?
Well, no. I have to, like, seriously tell myself, like, I can only get it at the very minimum. Or at the very maximum, once a week.
Do they have other foods that are good?
Yeah. It's
or do
all
you not
good.
Know?
No, it's all good. But I always get the same thing. In fact, I called the other day and I was like, "Hi, I'd like to place an order for pickup. Can I get the beef and green beans lunch special?" And she was like, "Oh yeah, and I'll put the hot chili oil on that and give you two extra sweet and sour sauces. We'll see you in a few minutes, Matt." And I was like, oh boy, okay. I think I ordered too much from there.
Well, hey, that's fine.
Yeah.
I like being a regular at some place where they just know what you want.
Yeah,
man.
And like they
That's why I miss our bar.
Also, like, you know, they're like, she is Chinese and like from China. So like there is kind of a language barrier there. Like she knows me so well that like language is no thing, you know,
she
like
recognizes the voice over the phone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Anyway. All right. I think it's time for final shots for final thoughts. Yep. Revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro. Cilantro.
Ooh, that whiskey's going down easy for me. Drake, you're looking like you're, I don't know, that was a weird face you just made.
I don't know. It's fine.
Okay, okay. Anyway, okay, final shots for final thoughts. Matthew Drake, what, how many spread shot bullets out of 10 do you give Operation Logic Bomb for the Super Nintendo? Hard to say. Out of 10.
Oh, I mean, it's always hard to say. Yeah. Except for the ones where I know immediately because maybe I've played the game many times before. This one I'm going to give, I mean, it's fine.
It's fine. Like, it actually was fun. Like, I don't know.
It was fun. It got very, I mean, it's just the same thing over and over. Like, you go through a door, you enter a room, there's some enemies. They're all the same.
Well, I know, but like, I feel like, you know, then those little bomb guys got introduced. Like, I feel like the farther we got, maybe a couple different enemies would be introduced. I don't know. Those gold enemies are impossible. They're too fast.
Oh, I killed them.
Yeah, but you had the bounce shot and I did not. So yeah. I'm blaming it on the bounce shot.
I'm going to give it a 6.5.
I think that's the exact number I was just thinking myself. 6.5. This does not feel like it's in the upper echelon of 7 to 10 games. You know,
especially not for, you know, I mean, Super Nintendo we're talking about. Some of the greatest games of all time.
Exactly, exactly.
On the Super Nintendo.
Literally,
this is just
the greatest
fine.
Game of all time.
And graphically, it's nothing was overly impressive, like, appearance-wise.
No, I would say that, like,
the music was not great.
No, the music was fine. Like, just, it was serviceable, you know? Like, it's fine right. music for this type of game, but I don't know. I would say, like, a game like this, like, Smash TV is, like, 10 times better than this game.
Yeah. And have we played Smash TV?
I actually do not think we have. I have it on I have it on NES for sure.
NES?
Yeah, I might have it on.
I've only ever played it on Sega.
Oh, no, I have it on, maybe I have it on Super Nintendo. I don't know. I have it for something.
I didn't think it was an NES game. I thought it was Sega Genesis Super Nintendo.
Oh, maybe it is. Maybe I have it on Super Nintendo. Maybe I have it on Sega. I don't know what I have it on.
Who knows?
Maybe I don't even have it. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, someday maybe we'll play Smash TV.
I mean,
in person.
Someday we'll get to like play other games that are not Super Nintendo and Nintendo games.
Well, we will soon. I think once you're fully vaccinated, I think, you know.
Yeah. Is that okay that we're waiting for that? Like, I don't know. Yes, I just like feel like we need to. I don't know. I feel like it'd probably be okay because you're already vaccinated and I'm half-cinated, you know, but
yeah.
But I don't know. I just want to play it safe. I had to break my mother's heart the other day. I had to tell her, she invited me over because both of my parents are fully vaccinated and she invited me over for dinner and I said, "Mom, like," and also I was just at my sister's. My sister just had a baby and like I was there with them and like, you know, like, but afterwards I felt so guilty. I was just like, oh my God, that was not the right thing to do. And so I told my mom straight up, I was like, Mom, I'm just going to wait until May 20th when I'm fully vaccinated and then we can hang out anytime that you want to, you know, but until then I'm not going to come over for dinner. And I know I was at Shannon's and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, and it felt so hot. Like I didn't want to tell my mom that I didn't want to come over, you know, like, I don't know. That's my ma, you know, but she
safe,
and she understood, you know, but still. Anyway, 6.5 Operation Logic Bomb. I think that's about right.
Seems like the hot ticket.
Also probably worth a play if you haven't played it, Revelers, you know, like it's fine. It's,
you know, Smash. I wouldn't like go out and buy it or anything, but
no,
if you have a Switch online,
give it a shot.
It's
for
on
sure.
There.
Yeah. And you know what I liked most about it probably is it felt doable. Like, I don't know. It felt like I could maybe beat that game. You know, like it felt hard. And yeah, there's only three continues.
There's only three continues, which I did in the Wikipedia article.
It's hilarious. It's
like, it specifies
the worst enemies.
The worst enemies that you'll face are robots, turrets, and only three continues.
Yeah, I thought that was great too. Like that's an enemy is having only three continues.
Yeah.
Which is true, like, because I feel like you could go through it pretty quick, but once you...
Unless there's, I mean, who knows, if we didn't look up any cheat codes or anything.
I did actually before. There are none. There are none cheat codes.
Okay.
And there's only one walkthrough on GameFAQs, like...
Which is just like, hey, enemies are going to appear here, kill them.
Yep.
And keep going through here, there's going to be more enemies, kill them.
Kill them, right. let's see. Drake, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about...
Oh, hang on.
Oh, my God. What did other
people think about
this? Jesus, it's been so long.
Well, I found one review on Amazon that I thought was funny, just largely just because I'm not sure. It's funny to me if I pretend like they've had this game for a long time and then reviewed this. But maybe they put the review up like the day after they got it, and then it's less funny.
Okay. Well, let's think about it.
They've had the game for a while.
Okay.
So I purchased this game because I got a good deal on the complete inbox package. I had never heard of it before finding this game on Amazon, but it was fun. I only played it once, but that single time was enough to make me want to go back for more. If you can get it for a good price, I recommend getting this game for some 90s top shooter nostalgia. So because he's like, I only played it once, but it made me want to go back for more. But like he hasn't yet.
right. Even though he has it.
Like, it was fun and I enjoyed it. I want to play it more, but I just haven't yet.
Yeah. I think you're right. He just got that game.
He just got it. But the first time I read it, I was just like,
so you've had it
once, but that single time was enough to make me want to go back for more
and make me write this awesome review
and make me write this glowing review after playing it just one time and probably not making it too far.
Right. Oh, nice.
And then other reviews, like professional reviews there, at least on Wikipedia, there was only, it wasn't much. All Game gave the game a rating of 3.5 stars out of 5, stating that while it is not as intense as Super Smash TV or Contra 3, it rightfully serves as an intriguing game of search and destroy.
I mean, it's the ultimate search and destroy is what it's... Yeah. That's literally the tagline of the game.
Mm-hmm. And French magazine Consoles Plus gave the game a score, that publication.
Oh,
you know Consoles Plus.
Yeah. I've got a
subscription. Gave the game a score of 70%.
Okay, 70%. Great. That's a solid C.
Solid C. C-.
That's a C-. You're right.
Actually, in my schooling, that's an F.
Is that... Whoa.
Yeah. You can't... Anything below for my program, at least, anything below 75%. There are no D's.
Oh, there are no D's.
There's a C at 75%. Anything below 75% is failing.
Straight
and you
up
have
fail.
You have to like take the test again or something to see if you can do better.
Wow. Okay. School seems harder than it used to be. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, they want you to, if you're not getting, basically, I think it's because if you're not getting at least that, then you're not going to be able to pass the, like, after I graduate, you know, I have to take a, like, bigger, like, governing body, like, registry, like, board exam.
Ah, okay.
To get licensed.
Oh,
so
right,
basically,
right.
If you can't get above 75%
you're
in
not
your schooling,
gonna pass
you're
board.
Not going to pass the board.
I see. Okay. Well, Jurek, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Operation Logic Bomb, could they do that?
You can find me at Actorak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt. And Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Drake?
Indeed. RetroGamingRevelry@gmail.com.
And please do tweet us, email us. We'd love to hear from you. Also, just a little reminder, next week, April 30th, Friday, April 30th, I'm actually going to say 8, 8 p.m. Central Time. 8 p.m. United States.
Is this episode going to be out before that?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm going to try and get it out. Like, I know I always say that. But honestly, I'm going to this time because I want this to be a thing and I want to start it next week. So
okay. Yeah, just because otherwise normally this episode would come out.
It would come out on that day. But
that doesn't give anybody time.
Right. So that actually means there will not be an episode for like 3 more weeks or something. Like, it's going to be a while. But that's okay. Maybe that's not okay. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Maybe I'll just tweet about it and hopefully you revelers see it. I don't know. but Friday, April 30th, I'm going to be streaming. Come hang out. I'd love to talk to all you revelers. We can hang out and have a good old time. So,
yeah.
I'm probably just going to be playing Switch retro games, you know, like that's it. Like NES, SNES, probably a bunch of games we've already played on the show.
Probably, but that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. But I'd love to play some of them with you revelers. So, you know,
can they just put like Game Boy games and N64 games on here?
I mean, rumor has it N64 games are coming.
You think so?
Yeah.
E3 maybe?
E3, N64. I don't know. The new rumor is that there's not going to be Zelda All-Stars like Mario, but N64 Online is coming and both Ocarina and Majora's Mask will be on there. So I don't know. We'll see if that's true or not. Who knows? But anyway, I think that's about it for this week.
Indeed.
Give us a rating on your favorite podcast app. Jurek, you want to take us out?
I do indeed. Until next week, game on, diffusers.
Actually, until...
bomb diffusers or until two weeks from now,
maybe three because of the way this is going to work. But anyway,
who knows?
Say that again, game on...
game on, diffusers.
Game on, diffusers.
I'm not sure that we diffused any bombs.
No, zero bombs were diffused in the playing of this game.
Granted, I guess it never necessarily says that you're going to be like diffusing bombs. It's just Operation Logic Bomb.